problem for a lot of people, but with a name like this, you're not too fussy, actually. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here today and hear the proceedings from the meeting for, you know, at least a portion that I can be present. The issue of broadband accessibility was first brought to my attention by some folks down in Aiken County, and they really have some challenges down there. And maybe not all, but many recognize the value of being able to link into the rest of the world at high speed, you know, the speed that everybody else is traveling. And there are so many options for the application of the technology that's called AML that moving forward in rural Minnesota is extremely important for schools and for business, and then for personal application as well. So I thank you all for the work that's gone into this already and for what you're going to accomplish. I think it's excellent, and thank you for the opportunity to be here and be part of the conversation.
Thank you very much. Chair Bach, come to the table. We'd love to have you come up and...
I just want to take a few moments to welcome you to Durbin School and to Durbin community and the greater Northmont area. You know, Matt, sitting on this committee, you guys probably hear a lot about what we've got going on in our school. Technology is a big piece of what we're trying to do with our education process. We really have the philosophy that it's transforming or transformative. And having the broadband access for our rural community is very, very important because it extends learning time for kids. And that's what it's all about for us. The iPad initiative this year, it's really exciting for us. Challenges are how can kids access that when they're waiting in school. So we're always looking for ideas and looking for thoughts and input on that part. As far as business is concerned, personal life is concerned, we've always had pretty good internet access within the city bounds of Peter River Public. Done a wonderful job in bringing that to us, and the school district has been very proactive in getting that, you know, that infrastructure set up for us. So we've had pretty good business in outlying areas, and being that this area is so reliant on tourism, it's great when tourists can come up here and still have accessibility. That's one thing that we hear as you get out into the county, out into the halls of the county, is even if my cell phone is not working. How am I going to function, because people just don't function very well without it. So, like Carolyn said, thank you for all the work that you're doing on this. Welcome to our school. And it allows, you know, having this access allows us to live where we want to live. Thank you for all your work and for all your work going forward.
Thank you. Thank you for being our host today. We really appreciate that. We know that, and thank you for having this guy on loan to the task force. We know that that takes a lot of time. We are all volunteers in this, and so we serve with the blessing of the folks who we work with. So thank you for that. Well, are there other public comments right now? I think we're going to hear from the other folks in the audience fairly soon, unless, Bill, you want to make a comment. Okay, good. So just a little bit of context on the tribal issues panel. This morning, we were hosted on the Leech Lake Reservation by Chair Carrie Jones and had a good session both at the Tribal College and then at the Temporary Employment Program, and heard how the partnerships between Blandon with the Minnesota Rural Intelligent Communities Grant, the MIRC grants, are transforming things, and transforming things through the connections, being able to also, hearing from Janice Gale this morning, the director of the Temporary Employment Program, and Janice has just walked into the room. I was just talking about what we saw, which was fantastic, and, you know, hearing about how the continuum of helping people who need a job, need skill enhancement, can do both some technical training as well as employment skills training to be able to move on. And